a woman who is called to be highly favored said with these words, "For no word from God will ever fail." Then she continued to say, "I am the Lord's servant." Mary answered, "May your word to me be fulfilled." Not one word has failed. Remember Joshua in the Old Testament time, as a leader of God's people, has said this not once, but twice, after God brought them safely into the land he promised. Several hundred years later, King Solomon echoed Joshua's declaration, "Blessed be the Lord who has given rest to his people Israel, according to all that he promised." Not one word has failed of all his good promises. Mary said it, Joshua said it, King Solomon said the same words. Not one word has failed. God's word never fails. Do we take God seriously? Do Christians take our faith seriously? We buy life insurance or fire insurance, but do we follow our Lord Jesus on a daily basis, or is it just optional? Or when we get into trouble, we start praying. Otherwise, we may get on with our own life mostly. To take God seriously means to take God's word seriously. If God speaks to us through his holy word, and we ignore or reject all or much of what he has to say, then we are not taking God seriously. If we read the Bible but don't seek to apply it, we don't take God seriously. If we treat God's word like a spiritual smorgasbord, picking out those portions that appeal to our tastes and passing the others by, we don't take God seriously. There are three things we do when it comes to the Word of God. Learn it, love it, and live it. Learn it, we can't change until we know the Word of God. To hear, to read, to study, to learn, to memorize, to meditate on it. That's the learning part. Love it. We got to begin to embrace the Word and let it embrace us. That's our priority, loving it. And then to live it. Let the word that comes into our hearts go out through our hands, share it with others. The psalmist said, "Your word have I hid in my heart so that I might not sin against you." When we learn, love, and live God's word, we begin to develop basic biblical convictions. Taking God's spirit seriously, not just the word, but the spirit. We take the Holy Spirit seriously when we understand his role in the revelation and inspiration regeneration and illumination and spiritual formation. Then we take God seriously. Having talked about taking the Word of God seriously, the Holy Spirit seriously, then we need to take God's sovereignty seriously. We take God's sovereignty seriously when we understand and accept what sovereignty means, recognizing our honest limitations and understand what it means for God to be sovereign over us and over our lives. Just as Mary said those words, "May your word be fulfilled in me." The last one, taking God's world seriously. Not the word, but God's world seriously. We take God's world seriously if we acknowledge God's ownership of everything that He has created. Seek to be faithful stewards of God's resources, not just those that we can earn and keep or possess, but the environment and all that God has given us to look after and to enjoy. And of course, to find our God's given purpose in life. Let me then close with what I began with. Mary says, "For no word from God will ever fail." Do we take these words seriously? That no word from God will ever fail. Then Mary continues, say, "I am the Lord's servant." Can we seriously make those claims that we are God's servants? And lastly, Mary continued to say, "May your word to me be fulfilled." The purpose, the plans of God be fulfilled in Mary's life and each of our lives. And brothers and sisters, friends, may God's words be fulfilled in your lives. Amen.